Glory to God. We continue our series we started last week on soteria, salvation. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. The next stand will be on you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Obadiah chapter 1. Some of you have never read that book before in your life. Like you're like, wow, is that in the Bible? Yes. Obadiah. That means obey until you die. Just kidding. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 21. Obed even took them time to put it up. I'm sure they've never said that before. Obadiah 1 verse 21. I'll read that to your hearing and then we'll read together in concert. Acts chapter number 4 verse 12. It says, and saviors shall come out of Mount Zion. This is not Sinai. To judge the Mount of Israel, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. My emphasis is the first part of the verse. And saviors shall come up on the Mount Zion. That means when we get to Zion, Zion will produce more saviors. The Mount Zion produces what? More saviors. Sinai will produce more condemners, if there's any word like that. But when you come to Zion, you produce more saviors. Let's see Acts chapter number 4, verse 12. We'll read this one in concert at the count of three. One, two, three, go. You know, I know first service, you know, so you have not eaten in the morning, so I get the energy. But let's read it out one more time. One, two, three, go. In any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We continue in the series of salvation this morning. Salvation is important. And it is sad, like if you were not here last week, Sunday, go on the YouTube of the church and get the first installment. Because it's so painful. It's like saying an accountant does not know math. What are you doing there? The pilot is afraid of height. That's how you sound when a believer cannot explain salvation. So the church in Nigeria has gone wide, but very shallow. The average believer cannot tell you what is this salvation we are talking about. So please, if you missed last week, I crave your indulgence. I beg you in the name of Jesus. It's free. It's on the YouTube page of the church. Get any of the services. Get that one first so that you are equipped, knowledgeable in the doctrine, in the teaching of salvation. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Supernatural Father, we thank you. We sanctify this moment for the teaching and the preaching of salvation. Let our hearts burn whilst we teach and preach. Give me nimbleness of mind, agile thought. Give your people understanding as you give me utterance. Open the heavens over this room and let it stay open throughout the services. Let your name be glorified. Your people edified, the devil's terrified. As Jesus is revealed, we are unveiled. Thank you for the blessedness of your spirit. In Jesus' matchless name. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Come on, I said, glory to God. Glory to God. Being saved, and your body will be saved. I'll say that again. Your spirit is saved. Salvation. Your soul is being saved. Your body will be saved. One more time. Your spirit is saved. How do you know this? Romans chapter 8 verse 16. For the spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Your soul is being saved. How do I know that? Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your body will be saved. How do I know that? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53 to 55. At the sound of the trumpet, mortality will put on what? Immortality. So your body is not saved. Your body is not saved. Breaking news. Your body is not saved. So when Paul is saying, in my flesh lies no good thing. As Paul is saying, I cannot trust my flesh. It is my spirit that is saved. I'm breaking news. You are your spirit. You're not your flesh. You are your spirit. That's why you are saved. Are you listening to me? Your spirit is saved. Okay, let me help you. So if I take my SIM card and put it in Edam's phone and put his SIM card in my phone, there is change, yeah? So I can use the phone. But there will be pictures, information on that phone that I would need to remove. The problem is that the Pentecostal mind does not like to think. Are you seeing what I'm saying? So we just pray in tongues, and that is powerful. But there's something called the renewing of your mind that comes through the teaching and the preaching of God's word too. But task your mind. Delete the old pictures of yourself and then put up the new picture. So if we change phone and I want to use pictures, I will see his pictures there. What do I need to do? I would have to delete his pictures and take new pictures. In the same way, when a man gets saved, he doesn't delete the pornography that you've been stuck with for a while. Woo. It doesn't change that overnight. So you will need to use that word of God to fix that low self-esteem, that abuse, that small-mindedness, because your soul is not saved. Your soul is being saved. James says now, taking now the engrafted word of God that is able to save your soul. James 1:21, taking now the engrafted word of God, yes, and wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God, which is able to what? Save your soul, not your spirit, because your spirit is already saved. Your soul, that's where the problem is, the soul realm. Your soul is being saved. And that salvation of the soul is every morning when you wake up. That means as on this journey of life, as your transformation is transition formation. I'm changing whilst I'm moving whilst I'm changing. That's what it is. That's why do you think we do declaration every day? It's to fix the mind. Why do you think we study the Bible every morning, 7:30 a.m.? It's to work on the mind. Why do you think we do all of this? It's to fix the consciousness, because you're already complete in the spirit. You are in Christ already. You are full-blown Christ inside of you, but your consciousness needs to align with the realities of your spirit. God, I'm preaching. Your consciousness needs to align. The prodigal son, what do you think happened to him? The Bible says, and he came to himself. His soul, you just say, no. What's going on here? They are better. No. And he came back home. So is that coming to yourself? That's the work of the Holy Ghost. So the reason we keep hearing the word of God is to get that word of God to fix our mind, taking out the incredible word of God that can change your mindset. All men are this. All women are this. It's in your mind. That's how we are in our family. It's in your mind. Those are the things we are dealing with. It's not because you're not saved. It's just mind orientation. Your wardrobe has been tailor-made to globalize everything that should be privatized. So it will take time when you receive the word of God's grace that after a while you wear the clothes, you're like, no, this thing, my body is showing. I shouldn't wear this. Nobody would have to tell you. Why? The transformation of the mind has kicked in. Your soul is being saved. Your body will be saved. That's why when you accept Jesus into your heart, your body weight did not change. Your tribal mark did not change, because it does not affect your body. What it does, it affects your spirit. It means that when the Bible says the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit, an imperfect example is that the SIM card is connected to the network that you know. You have network. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? But the pictures in your head, you have to unplug, delete, and you do that by the help of the Holy Spirit through that same power of God that is in your spirit. You know, the Bible says God is able to do exceeding abundantly above whatever we ask, think, or imagine, because your thoughts are praying more than your words. Oh, you didn't hear me. Your thoughts are praying more than your words. Now, your thought is close to where the power is within you. That's the problem. Your thought is close to where the power. So some of you are praying with your mouth, but your mind, you are thinking in the gutter. And you're wondering why it's not happening. This is why it's not happening. True story. So it's me saying, what is that rubbish? Tongue of it. That's just this now. And then they brought the tongue of a cow. It was not just the mouth. It was down. I'm serious. Then it hits me. Wow. When the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart. So what you are talking is not just your tongue. It's what is in your thoughts. Are you listening to me? That's who you are. So it's the transformation of your mind. I'm better than this. This cannot be me. God has better plans for me. No, my life cannot end like this. Because God cannot bless you beyond your thoughts. What I'm, oh my God. He can bless you beyond your thought. So the truth is, oh Jesus, why am I here this morning? The truth is, the power in your spirit is limitless, is boundless, is infinite. But what you receive is premised on what your mind can take. Is the capacity. And I'm telling you, because this is how I now believe God for incredible things. Because God is always in the business of exceeding my expectation. That's the power of salvation within you. There is nothing I have asked God for that he did not exceed my expectation. Nothing. Nothing. So the problem is not the Holy Ghost within you. It's that your mind is not open to receive. Okay. Okay, the choir will understand. I was in the choir rehearsal some days ago. I was saying, I know your mind, and I know what you can do with this song. He now said to me, what is the first one? I didn't know the first one, so I couldn't think of the first song. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So some things you can't have because you have not thought of it. The day you start thinking about it, that's it. That's it. That's your soul is aligning. What I'm showing you in this first part of the message, I hope I can finish it. If I can't, I'll see you on Wednesday, is that your soul must align to the power that is in your spirit. I've been dealing with this mind thing for a while. I don't know why the Holy Ghost won't let me get past this. So it is necessary. So just wishful thinking. Our members, God has blessed us. A couple people for conference have said, okay, use my G-Wagon to pick Dr. Creflo. Another person saying, use my Range Rover. So I have cars. God has blessed us. I believe that our church building is the car lot. Yeah. That story for another day. So I had enough, but I've always said I needed a Rolls Royce Colina. That I just think that Dr. Creflo should enter a Colina. I've just said it. So I spoke to some of my guys. I said, do we have anybody that can just, who understand the kingdom enough to drop his Colina? You know, you have Colina to drop, it's another matter. And I said, well, I'm going to get it. One lady said, her own is under something. I got a call this last week from, it's not a member, strange guy. Hey, what's up? I hear you're bringing Dr. Creflo. I say, yeah, I've been trying to reach you. He said, well, story for another day. But let's cut the chase. Let's go to the point. I have my Colina. I have a Mopo van. He must enter my Colina. I'm like, God. In my mind, I would have asked God for a private jet. That's it. Yes. And it's not late. Come on, yeah. Thank you. I love this guy. It's not late. To take care of all my local pastors who are coming. All those Arik this. No. Just move you. It's for the gospel. You says I'm saying now, this pastor like BT. Oh yeah, use bike, come now, no problem. Sure, no problem. Enter bike now. Keke Marwa, enter or job, come church, they sweat and call it holiness. So don't stress me because I can see your religious mind. This guy like me. No worry. Bike, come. Job, come. They sweat. Although I'm not. No. And I'm going to show you. It includes salvation. You see, the prodigal son's older brother did not understand this. He had a servant mentality. This boy took his portion, squandered it, came back and had another portion. The other one was outside. Everything I've been doing for you, you don't love me like this. The guy said, everything is already yours. God has given you all things that pertains to life and godliness. But if you don't know the level of your all things, that means the all things that you will enjoy. You are not understanding me. The level of the all things you know in your consciousness determines the all things that you would enjoy. God, I'm preaching. So if your all things is bike, no problem. Bike it. You don't need to, God will know even hinder you. Because he said to Abraham, as far as your eyes can see. God will not even interrupt that your mindset. No, he said to Abraham, as far as your eye can see. Abraham will say, he left it for him. That one is no. So you are responsible for your mind expansion. You are responsible for your mind expansion, for your vision. You are totally responsible for that. Are you listening to me? So expand your mind. Think out of the box. Because no matter how you think, God is able to do it. God will always exceed
your expectations. He always exceed your expectation. So your spirit is saved. I got to move. Your soul is being saved. Your body will be saved. Expand. See, a friend of mine, you got the wrong guy. He said, what do you mean? Anything from 50 and above is what we will deal with. But when you have something big, come back to me. My guy almost died. Because it was one life opportunity. But he came with something too small. He said, well, 50 million? Oh, okay. When you have 5 million, no. 50 million, like in the, you get to the half a million dollars, that whole going to the billions. I get my guys who come on the table with you. But this, after some years, small fry, we'll talk about. That means I don't invest in this. Expand. Believe God for more. Believe God for incredible things. Because God is expecting you to believe and take it. People who have it don't have two heads. They are human beings, though. Full-blown human beings. When I was going to bring Dr. Crawford, that's how they attacked me. I said, did he say he will not come? He says he's coming. He's flying down with his private jet. He said, ha, Piflo is heavy. I said, it's not heavy. God won't give you big teeth, go give you lip to take cover ram. And so my mama talk. Don't be me give myself big teeth. Now, you give me big teeth, you go use the lip to take cover them. I'm saying expect more. But it's in your mind. Because what you have inside of you is the hooper baloo. Is the power that exceeds its target. That's what you have within you. It's like driving a G-Wagon on gear one, crawling on top. People are just wondering, why are you are spoiling the car? You are spoiling the car. That's why the glory of the Ferrari cannot be expressed in Nigeria. That where you won't drive them? It's 80. You understand what I'm saying? It's time to... Some of you, the reason you're uncomfortable... Oh, God. I need to leave this point. The reason you're uncomfortable with your circle is that you have outgrown it. You have outgrown it. Since you have outgrown it. Your mind... So when you are talking, you are talking... It's no. You are wondering, this is right. They used to, they can't get it anymore. No time. And all my friends that we are growing together, we are busy. So every time we talk, it's very important. I was speaking one day, I said, I'm into my blah, blah, blah. I just raised $1 million. I was more inspired. I'm like, you raised $1 million. I said, me, I'm building. God will do it too. He said, people expect, because we're all broke, like brocade, yes. But we just had this thing inside of us called the stuff of the spirit. We believe God for incredible things. Are you listening to me? Let's do this. So this salvation business is not your idea. It's God's idea. Don't try to put your own idiosyncrasies, your own thoughts, your own effort into salvation. Romans. Give me Romans chapter... Ephesians 2, 5 to 10, rather. Ephesians 2, 5 to 10, message. Ephesians 2, 5 to 10, message. Quickly. Who's there today? He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from what? Come on, read with me. With no help from us? Then he picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus and Messiah. Next verse. Now God has us where he wants us with all the time in the world next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ. Do you see saving? Salvation, that's what is there, is all his idea and all his work. All we do, brother do Nicodemus, I must do something. Sister do maybe. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. There's no part of the race where we suspend grace. Next verse. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'll probably go around bragging that we've done the whole thing. No, we neither make or save ourselves. God does what? Both the making and the saving. This product is God's product. Don't bring your own idea into the product. Receive the product of salvation. That's it. Receive the product of salvation. Are you listening to me? It's God's idea. And it's such a good deal. That's why Hebrews says, why would you neglect so great a salvation? How do you neglect so great a salvation? How do you neglect this blessedness of salvation? Glory to God. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. And I showed you some slides from last week. I can't go there. I don't have the time. I have a lot to deal with this morning. But get to that message last week if you missed it. It will really bless you. But where's my first slide this morning? Let's deal. Salvation means you will never at any time have to pay for your sins because all our sins have been paid for. You will never at any time see, it says there, 1 Peter 3, 18, for Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh. Did you see that? And as what? Quickened us by the Spirit. Give me this in NLT. NLT, if you have this in NLT, glory to God. Christ suffered for our sins once for what? He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. Okay, I'll get into a problem. Some of you think it's when you ask God for forgiveness today that he forgives you. No, you're already forgiven. We enjoy forgiveness of sins. Period. All your sins have been forgiven, past, present, and future. And future sins are usual. Were you here 2024 years ago when he died? How come that blood was powerful to save you now? And now you think it's not powerful to save you tomorrow. And then you keep singing, it must be permanent. It must be permanent. What the Lord has done for me. Is it your car that you think will be permanent? Let's talk. Talk to me. Is it your job that you think will be permanent? Is it even your wife that you think will be permanent? So what is the permanent thing that you're talking about? Forgiveness of sins. Salvation. What is permanent? Life? Your spouse? What is salvation? The blood of Jesus was shed once. Some of you will take Ribena. Father, I pour your blood. You are wasting your time. The blood of Jesus is for serious matter, like sin. It's for salvation matter. I soak my food with the blood of Jesus. You listen to what you just said now. How do you soak and then you eat it? What is wrong with you? Where did you get it from? Where did you see anywhere the apostles prayed soaking their food with the blood of Jesus? Even Jesus, before he ate, he said, take it, give thanks, and eat. You take, Father, I soak it. Baba, I dip it in the blood. Vampire, thank you very much. What are you soaking with the blood of Jesus? He says, give thanks, bless, give thanks, and eat. I soak the whole road as you are traveling. So 33,000 liters of blood will just be going. I soak the road. With which blood? I soak my car. The blood of Jesus was shed once for all time, once for all men, once for all sins. We need to say that together. 1, 2, 3, go. Once for all time, once for all men, once for all sins. One more time. Once for all time, once for all men, once for all sins. That's how the blood was shed. So God is not supplying 10 liters, 5 liters. Then that one you deal as you say, Fine, 33,000 liters for this one that she has committed. No, sin was paid for. Bible says once for all time. So you will never, so forget that thing called penance. Some of you, it's just bad sin consciousness. You mess up. I can't go to church because, no. I just need to punish myself. I just need to purge myself. How do you purge yourself? You purge yourself by hearing the word of God. How do you have a car problem? You don't want to go see the mechanic. How are you thinking? What kind of thought is that? You have a car problem. I won't go to the mechanic. I will stay away from the mechanic. How are you thinking? Who has bewitched you? To think that you're coming to church will stop the presence of God from moving. You think so highly of yourself. Then those churches where we grow up, morning prayer before they pray. Father, let's pray against every sin that will stop the presence of God from moving. Known and unknown, by commission or omission, knowingly or no. So you channel the whole service to sin consciousness. As against declaring, Father, thank you because we are forgiven. We are not perfect people, but we come boldly by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you because you died as us. Thank you because we are accepted in the beloved. Thank you right now because we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And there is nothing the devil can do about it. And are you saying good prayers, but you channel it. Salvation message is that you will never at any point have to pay. I've met people, why are you? I'm just going through, I messed up, so people, I'm just trying to punish myself. Your punishment is so useless because your suffering is not a currency in the spirit. The wages of sin is not, I'm sorry, it's death. Except you can die for yourself. And if you try dying for yourself, you'll die again because your death is so useless. They will beat you with the death. Only Jesus' blood is permitted to take and to deal with sin matters once and for all. So the believer constantly stands under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. Under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. Do you understand that? Oh, do you understand that? Hebrews 10:10. Oh God, I have a lot of teaching. What? Anywhere I stop, we continue on Wednesday. Hebrews 10:10 to 12. By thee which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus once for all. Next verse 11. It says, and every priest standeth daily ministereth and offering often, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice which can never take away sins. Next verse. But this man, Kabaye, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. One sacrifice. Give me this in the Message translation. Quickly. Quickly. Let's fly. My God. My God. Give me Message. Message is, he sets aside the first in order to enact the new plan, God's way by which we are made fit for God by once for all sacrifice of Jesus. Next verse. Every priest goes to work at the altar each day, offers the same old sacrifice year in, year out, and never makes a dent in the sin problem. As a priest, Christ made a single sacrifice for sins, and that was it. Somebody say, that was it. By a perfect man to perfect some imperfect people. That's what it says in Hebrews. It says, then sat down at the right hand of God, waited for his enemies to cave in. It was a perfect sacrifice by a perfect person to perfect some imperfect people. It was a perfect sacrifice by a perfect person to perfect somewhere very imperfect people. And by that will, that single sacrifice, he did everything that needed to be done for everyone who takes part in the purifying process, which is the believing process. You never have to pay for your sins. You never have to pay for your sins. Don't let guilt kill you because of what you did. It's because you do not understand salvation. The Bible says, even if your heart condemns you, God is greater than your heart and knows all things. God is greater than your heart. Some of you still here, but the religious mind is still strong. You know how you know religious mind? When you make mistakes, that's how I know how religious you are. It's not when you are doing well. It's when you make mistakes, that's how I know how the impact of religion has eaten into you. How you react when you are in a mess is how I know how much the message has worked in you. Oh God, I've preached. When you are in a mess, that's how I know how the message has worked in you. It's not when everything is good. It's when you react, when you made a mistake, that's how I know whether the message is actually taking root in you or whether you still have the religious stronghold holding you down. Glory to God. Hebrews 9, verse 27 to 28, KJV TPT. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after that, what? Jesus already kept that appointment for us. Hey, you didn't hear me. Jesus already kept that appointment for us. So the believer is not going to go to LFC. There's the judgment seat of Christ. There's the white throne judgment. That's why the Bible says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. He didn't say absent from the body, interrogation with angels. No. You're present with the Lord. Because Jesus already kept this appointment. It was appointed unto men once to die. He kept the appointment for us. So the next verse, 28, says, so Christ was once, somebody say once. Are you saying the once again? Once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. What is he saying? When Jesus comes back, he's not looking for your sin, he's looking for the saved ones. Give me this in TPT. Glory to God. I love this morning. Every human being is appointed to die once and then face God's next verse. But when we die, Kabaye, we are not those human beings. Well, not those human beings he was talking about, because we have Jesus. When we die, we will be face to face with Christ, the one who experienced death once for all to bear the sins of many. Watch this. And now to those who eagerly await him, he will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to bring us to the fullness of salvation. Your body, the salvation of your body. That's what he's talking about there. When mortality will put on immortality. That morning, Brother, our hair will grow again. Amadi, our hair will grow again. Our hair will grow again. Your body will put on immortality. Some of you don't know how tall you should have been, no? But Nigeria make you short. But that day, your original glorified body will show up. If you are fat, you'll be perfectly fat. If you are short, you'll be perfectly short. If you are tall, you'll be perfectly tall. All the BBL will drop as they are going up, because you have your original body. All the people who have bleached who see your original skin tone. Sister Esther, let your color be that. Because you have your glorified body. Complete resurrected body. If God really opens your eyes to see anybody who has died in Christ, they look younger. Because that's eternal life. Because they look like God. Hey! They look like God. God looks the same in all his throwback pictures. Because it's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ephesians 1 verse 7. In whom we have redemption. The Bible says we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to what? The riches of his grace. Oh my God. Next, Colossians 1. Colossians says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So we have that. Penance is evil. Penance is the devil trying to get you to pay for what God has already given you. So please don't condemn yourself. Don't beat yourself over anything you did wrong. Get up. Forgive yourself, because Christ has forgiven you. Change your ways. Repentance is change your mind about God. Repentance is not metamelomai, it's metanoia. What you like is regret, Father. I regret. No. That's not regret. Repentance is, by your grace, I'm better than this. I will never do this again. I turn myself back to you and I receive strength to move in the right direction. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Second slide. I gotta go. Second slide. Quickly. Salvation is not man trying to clean or fix himself. Salvation message is let the fixer and cleaner do it. That's the salvation message. So I asked you all on Wednesday, let me continue from here. How many of you have a house that can clean itself? So even if you say you have the machine in your house, you engage the machine. You turn it on. Even if you say you have the toilet, you installed it. How many of you have a house that just cleans itself? Stick out on my gas, it never finished. Don't do that rubbish here. Don't do that rubbish here. I put my chalk sticker on my gas, the gas I've been using it for 5 years. Just say you are not cooking at home. Don't do that. Don't do that here. Because all of us that our gas is finishing, God does not love us. Stop it. But how many of you have that kind of house? No. You are responsible for cleaning your house. So even if you have Siri sweep the house, you would have to command Siri to. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Now, your body, Kabaye, is God's house. So who is responsible for cleaning you? The person, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. But the Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Did you see the next verse? For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasures. So even that walk is the Holy Ghost that comes inside of you that helps you walk it out. They said one time, I got my wife pregnant, but I couldn't help push the baby. But that's not how grace works. Grace puts that baby inside of you, then grace comes inside of you to help you push it out. That's the work of salvation. Are you listening to me? That's the work of salvation. Are you learning something today? Give me verse 13. Give me verse 13, TPT. Just verse 13, TPT and AMP. God will continually revitalize you, implanting within you the passion to do what pleases him. Did I show you the last time about, what was his name again? The guy who took Abraham's wife? Abimelech. And was bragging with God. You know, I have not touched her. God said, no, it's not you. I was the one who stopped you from touching her. So if God could give Abimelech, an unbeliever, restrain, what's wrong with you? That's the message of salvation. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Give me this in AMP 13. It is not your strength, but it is God who effectively at work in you both to will and to do. That is strengthening, energizing, creating in you longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for his good pleasure. So God will put it inside of you. God knows how to put it inside of you. God knows how to bring it out of you. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's more to you than meets the eye. There's a dynamite inside of you. I'm look at my choir and I'm shocked every Sunday. I'm like, Luchi, from where to where? Are you seeing what I'm saying? Because it's inside of you. God knows how to bring it out. Are you seeing what I'm saying? And somebody said to me, 1 John 3:3. Hagnizo was trying to explain Hagnizo to me. 1 John 3:3. Every man that had this hope in him, Pastor Farid, the Bible says, purified himself as he is pure. I'm like, no, you can't read John 3:3 alone. Read it contextually. Let's read from verse 1 to 3. From verse 1 to 3, you get it. No, just go to 1. Beloved, what manner of love the Father had, what? That we should be what? Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew. Next verse. Beloved, now are ye sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, watch this, when he shall appear, that appearing is not when the sky cracks open. That's anytime Jesus is revealed, we shall be like him. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Next, every man that has this hope, are you seeing that? Is it clear now? Every man that has this hope, seeing Jesus, that means it's the revelation of Jesus that purifies you. Glory to God, because you are clean through the word that have spoken unto you. As you behold, you become. That's what he's saying. He's not saying become, become, become. You can't become if you do not behold. Give me this in TPT, 2-3 TPT. Glory to God. Whew. Look within. Look with wonder at the depths of the Father's marvelous love that he has lavished on us. He has called us and made us his very own beloved children. The reason the world doesn't recognize who we are is that they didn't recognize him. Next verse. Beloved, we are God's children right now. Not tomorrow. Right now. However, it is not yet apparent what we will become. But we do know that when it is finally made visible, we will be just like him. For we will see him as he truly is. Next verse. And all who focus their hope on what? Will always be purifying themselves and just as he is pure. So it is focusing on him, hearing the word of God's grace, that gets to do the work of purification. It's not you trying to clean yourself. It's you engaging the cleaner. That's the message of salvation. Heaven doesn't help those who help themselves. Heaven helps those who admit that they cannot help themselves. That we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. My dad told me heaven helps those who help themselves. I told him that, no, that's not true. There's nothing like that in the Bible that can substantiate that. Heaven helps those who admit that they cannot help themselves. That he may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Are you seeing scriptures this morning? Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. People, you see, the Bible says your whole spirit, your whole soul, and body must be preserved what? Are you saying it? But you miss something in this verse, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That is because he has done that, that you're able to do the other ones. But just in case you missed it, the next verse. 1, 2, 3, go. So he puts it before, he puts it at the end. You read the middle, you leave the first, you leave the next verse. Because anytime you read your Bible out of context, you are a con man. So the purifying is the work of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Come on, I said glory to God. Give me the next slide. Let's travel. The next slide. Glory to God. The next slide is salvation message brings you out of your past dead life, but doesn't end there. He welcomes you into a rich grace life. He had delivered us out of the dominion of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So he brought us out, but didn't leave us in the foyer. He takes us in. That's the message of salvation. It's not just to bring you out of darkness, but to bring you into what? The marvelous light. Are you seeing something? Are you getting blessed by this? 1 Peter 2 verse 9 to 10. 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10. 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness. But he didn't just leave you at the foyer, but into what? His marvelous light. Next verse, verse 10. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people. You were not a people, but you are now the people. Did you see that? You were not, oh glory to God. You were not a people, but now you are what? The people. Which had not obtained mercy, but now have what? So stop asking God, Father, have mercy on me. Mercy, Lord. You already have mercy. Ah, Baba Shanumi, you have been shanud. You have been shanud. You have what? Mercy. You have now what? Obtained mercy. Do you know what Peter was dealing with here? You know, Peter was dealing with something from the book of Hosea. Let me show you. Hosea chapter 1, verse 6, 9, and 10. We'll go back to that scripture, TPT. It says, and she conceived again and bare a daughter, and God said unto him, call her name Loruhama. Don't give your child that name. For it means, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them out. That's what he said in the Old Testament. Let's go to 9. Then said God, call his name Loamini, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. See verse 10. Yet the number of children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. This is what Peter was referring to, that you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. He's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You were people who were not of mercy, but now you are, you have obtained mercy. You were not a people, but right now you are the people. You didn't have mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. Glory to God. So he didn't just bring me out, he brought me out to take me in. So when mercy said no to the judgment that I deserved, grace said yes to the life that I did not deserve. Oh, glory to God. When mercy said no to the judgment that I deserved, grace said yes to the life that I did not deserve. So mercy averted judgment. Grace gave me a life that I did not deserve. Glory to God. Glory to God. Give me this. Give me the TPT 9 and 10. TPT 9 and 10. Oh, 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. TPT. But you are God's chosen treasure. Priests who are kings. Priests who are kings, another day, a spiritual nation set apart, sanctified as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders. You are a broadcaster of the glorious wonders of God throughout the world. Give me verse 10. Verse 10 says, for at one time you were not God's people, but now you are. At one time you knew nothing of God's mercy because you hadn't received it yet, but now you are drenched. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't just have mercy. I am drenched with the mercies of God. Whose faith declaration is that? I'm not just a recipient of mercy. I have been drenched because we stand under the waterfalls of forgiveness of sins. Glory to God. Give me my next. I'm doing well. Okay, we're almost. I'm doing well. Give me my next. Salvation comes with beautiful accompaniment. Hey! Now, salvation is not a cappella. It comes with many, many things. Are you seeing what I'm saying? That's what salvation. Give Mary the mic. I need to do something. Salvation comes with beautiful what? Accompaniment. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Do you know the song? Chord, you add the strings, you add the bass, and you add the drum. And some of you take your mic and do the backup. I want to show you what salvation is. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let me. Salvation comes with beautiful accompaniment. The Bible says in Hebrews, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. Matthew says, stop seeking for things like the Gentiles do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And these other things that they are pursuing will be added to you.
The Bible says this sign shall follow them. So we don't follow miracles. Miracles follow us. We don't follow things. We follow Christ. As we focus on Christ, these other things are added to us. So salvation comes. Now follow come. Any brand new car that you have and you have to install AC, you were duped. Even Tokumbo doesn't have to do that. Nigerian youth doesn't do that. So you say brand new car, but you have to. So salvation comes with accompaniment. So let me have just you. What's your key? So this is salvation. 1, 2, 3, go.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
So Hebrews is saying, salvation, as beautiful as this sounds, comes with a chord of progress. Comes with a chord of progress. But 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, sing it again.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. Oh, you're the
that's it.
Of my contentment, hope for all. The center of my joy.
One more time. Add the strings of healing. 1, 2, 3,
oh,
go.
Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Add the bass of power.
Oh, that's good.
Add the drums of victory.
Perfect comes from you.
That's how salvation is. The voices of testimonies, grace of
hope for all I do. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Which do you prefer? So, thank you. So, salvation doesn't just stand alone, it comes with healing, it comes with miracles, it comes with testimonies. Did you see the brother on Wednesday who gave a testimony how he got 7 digits, whatever, in his business? Did you teach about miracles last week? Have you heard me do miracle service? Money, miracle money, breakthrough, prosperity. We just teach salvation. Salvation knows what to do. He was shocked on Wednesday that I just got to 7 digits. I'm wondering. I'm like, that's what salvation is. Because salvation doesn't come alone. It's not a cappella. It comes with a chord of progress. Comes with the strings of healing, comes with the drums of breakthrough, comes with the trumpet of miracle, comes with the bass of power, comes with the voices of testimony. Are you listening to me? I prophesy to somebody this morning, get ready for a major break in your life. You're about to see what salvation would do in your life this week. That what men struggle for, it will come to you by the grace of God. Just so it is clear that it's not by mind, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of God's grace. If this is your word, shout amen, somebody. Sit. Romans 8:32. Put it up there. Romans 8:32. Glory to God. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him? Somebody say with him. Also freely give us all things. That means if God gave you Jesus, what do you think is hard? He gave you Jesus himself. Why do you think it's hard for him to bless you with some other things? Why do you think it's a difficult thing? No, it's not difficult. You need to change your mind about that. That's the message of salvation. I raise to a close. My last point is salvation is eternal. Put it there. Salvation is what? Louder. Salvation is what? Louder. Salvation is what? So salvation does not expire. You don't have to upgrade your salvation, update your salvation, renew your subscription. There's no new OS of salvation. It's your mindset that needs that, not the product. not the product. It will be your mindset. Are you? So it's. See, listen to me. This is eternal. It's the everlasting Father cannot give birth to temporary sons. Are you listening to me? You have to be a father to understand salvation. I'd enter problem. I'm telling you. You know that madman on the road? Kill him. You know, say you get sister for Ikoyi. That bad man on the road that you're seeing, jam him. You know, say insist that for Ikoyi. You get family members. So if you as a man, when push comes to shove, you can't leave yours. I don't know why you think you are better than God. I don't know why you actually flatter yourself thinking you are better than God. You can't. He says, neither with the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once. Again, you see that once thing? Into the holy place, having obtained our eternal redemption for us. Eternal is eternal. Your salvation is eternal. Your redemption is eternal. Are you listening to me? Yes, you are a prodigal son, but you're not a prodigal servant. That means you can make mistakes, but distance does not dissolve DNA. You're still a child of God. You are a crazy child of God. I get it. Yeah. You are a funny child of God. I get it. You don't have family meetings where there are some cousins you can never stand. You never call them. But when grandma died, all of you wore the same ashwebi because he's a family member. There's nothing. It's a DNA matter. Am I the only person who have such cousins? No, I'm sure I'm not alone. But once it's a burial or there's a particular wedding ceremony, you say, "Ah, oh, gosh." As you go, you say, "Oh, God." But his family, you can't drive him. What you are wearing is what he's wearing. His own may be tattered, but it's the same cloth. In the same way, it's the same blood that connects all of us. But his supremacy and the promiscuity of God's grace, that's what has brought everybody here. The problem is that you think that your sin was smaller than the... No, sin is sin, no. There's no hellable sin. There's no heavenable sin. Say, this sin that you have seen here can be waived. Not so bad like that. This one, no, that's gone. That's transgression. That's not even sin. That's the problem. Then those of you who think you are that kind, you there's a superiority complex. Oga, you bought Rolex for 200,000. You are laughing the guy who bought for 15,000. Both of them are fake. Now you the cheat pass. No Rolex be 200,000. Say me, my Rolex for two, you bought you for 15,000. Both of you are fake in the same WhatsApp group. So stop feeling like a no. It's the same blood of Jesus. In the same way, the way God will forgive you is the way he has forgiven every other person. No. That's the promiscuity of God's grace. This thing is eternal. It is promiscuous to accept you the way you are, yet powerful to change you into who he is. I get that. So in the bid to teach believers should be better and they should change, should not make you insult the eternality of the work of Christ. I understand it. We want us to be better. We should show more fruit. We should be better living. I'm saying, yes, I agree with you. But because you want to teach that truth, you shouldn't destroy the eternal truth of eternal salvation. That's the truth of God's grace. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. It says, love is made perfect in that we have boldness in the day of judgment. You didn't hear me. We have boldness. Look at it there. In the day of judgment. That means judgment day is showing up. The believer is bold. We're not scared. That great day is coming. People, you'll be shaking like this. Oh, hey, God. No. The believers is not scared. Judgment day is your boo that is a boo is coming to get you. No. If you are scared of anybody you are dating because it's coming, you're in a toxic relationship. And it's because you do not understand the nature of the promiscuity of the love of God. That's why you think he's coming to kill you. We just read he's coming for salvation and not for sins. Because he already forgave you your sins past, present, and future. And I said, I've loved you with an everlasting love. And there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. This is the truth of the gospel. The church in Nigeria can't preach it because we like control. Is it? No, you have to control them. Don't tell them all. One pastor actually called me. I hear you teaching. You are telling them all the truth. There are some truth that you shouldn't tell them yet. Why? Because it's called pastor's truth. They are not believers. The Holy Ghost inside me is Pro-Max. Didn't Jesus die for them? Let's do this.
Jude 1:24, what if I fall? Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Hebrews 7 verse 25, I need to run. Hebrews 7 verse 25, he says, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make it intercession for them. Give me this in AMP, please, or AMPC. It says, therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost, completely, perfectly, finally, for all time and eternity, those who come to God through him, since he's always living to make petition to God and intercede with him and intervene for them. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 9, Hebrews 5 verse 9, Hebrews 5 verse 9. And being made perfect, he became the author of what? So I did not fabricate it. It is there. Eternal salvation to all of them that obey him. Give me this in the message. Message. Glory to God. Message. Then having arrived at the full stature of his maturity and having been announced by God as the high priest in order of Melchizedek, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who believe and put to sin. Don't, if you talk like that, you are ignorant. What you are saying is that it's hospital that is making people sick. Don't say it outside again. You are ignorant. What you are saying is that it's hospital that is making people sick. It's not hospital that is making people sick. It's because people are sick. That's why they're doing. Yes. So it's not the message of grace that makes people sick. It's because people are sick. That's why there's the message of grace. Nine. Okay, that's it. You have it already. When people are shouting about Apostle Paul, nobody talked about his eternal salvation than John. No. John. Dude was ruthless. And they called him the love man. So maybe that's how to really love. John 10. Let me show you. John 10 verse 27. My sheep hear my voice. Wait. I need somebody. Rachuk's come, please. Apostle Ra. He says, my sheep, Pastor Mina stand. No, Pastor Yemi stand. Pastor Mina say, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Next verse. And I give unto them eternal life. That is, by accepting me, they have eternal life. Eternal life is not suspended life. It's eternal now. Eternal life is what? Eternal life. It's not temporary life. Are you saying that? Everlasting life. He says, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That means I hold them strong. This is King James. He now moves to the next verse. He says, my Father, come, who gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. This is a threefold cord. Two factor. That means it's me and my Father that has held this one that he has given to me. Jesus. Foolishness is you thinking, what if I decide to leave? Because you're not a human being. You're not man. You're not man now. Salvation is one chance. Breaking news. The day you enter that plane, you entered by your will. They did not force you into the plane. And you sat down by your will. You did your seat belt by your will. When they locked that plane and it took off, it's out of your will, my brother. Whether you forgot your son at the airport, the plane is going to its destination first. The day you accepted Jesus into your heart, it was your will by the summons of the Spirit. When he entered into your heart with the witness of the Spirit, Jesus, convinced, Christ. My brothers and sisters, it has left your will. You can be misbehaving in the plane. They will tie you inside the plane. You will not enjoy the plane. So there are believers that are not enjoying salvation because of their misbehavior. But whether the plane is going to land in its destination, you and I have no control of that one. So you better just enjoy. You can even vex and leave your business class and walk towards your economy. And in your mind, you are backsliding. The plane is going to its destination, my friend. You are still making, you are making progress. Because you are not the pilot. You can't open it. No. They can even inject you to sleep because your own is too much. But you are there. Noah fell inside the ark, but couldn't fall out of the ark.
The ark was locked by God, not Noah. So you had to go to your destination, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. People of God, this is the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is promiscuous to accept you the way you are, yet powerful to change you into who you are. But whilst you are in that journey, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I hope with these few words of mine that saviors will rise out of this church to send the message of gospel to the ends of the earth and tell them God is no longer angry with you. God is not mad at you. God is madly in love with you. Come to the saving grace of Jesus, because this is the message of salvation. That's all I have for you this morning. Everyone stand.